from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
A Cuban exile group in Paris wants Fidel Castro brought to trial for alleged crimes against humanity. Barbados' ruling Labour Party launches its election campaign with a push to make the island a republic. And how much lower can the West Indies cricket team go? I'm Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. A Paris-based organization hoping to drag Cuban leader Fidel Castro before the courts for alleged crimes against humanity is supporting complaints to that effect from three of its members. The European Association for Democratic Cuba claims that two of its members were victims of a campaign of repression against intellectuals and accused the Cuban president of massive systematic torture for political motives. A third case involves the association's president, Lazaro Hordano, who received a 20-year sentence for illegally trying to escape Cuba in 1980. Earlier today, I asked the General Secretary of the Paris-based Association for Democratic Cuba, Laurent Muller, what concrete evidence has his group has to back its allegations.
We have many evidence. We can't talk today about these evidences because they are still confidential, and we're going to hold a press conference next week speaking in detail about the procedures. But we have many evidence about the crimes that were committed in Cuba, crimes that were committed against our three victims, but were also committed against many, many, many other people who are unfortunately not with us to defend themselves. We're speaking about 15,000 people who have been shot. We're speaking about 65,000 people who tried to escape Cuba for political reasons and who disappeared in the sea.
But is that the kind of information that would sway a court to take action against the leader of another country?
Yes. We have many juridical detail. I don't want to get into that before next Wednesday. We have many arguments and we have many proofs that can allow us to start the procedures against Fidel Castro and his regime that allow us to be very optimistic for the procedures.
Your international drug trafficking complaint, isn't all this a bit vague? How can you prove any of this?
Well, we have many people who deserted Cuba since 1989, since much before, because we know that as soon as he arrived in power, the agreement between Fidel Castro and South American drug smugglers has been very intense. We know and we have the proofs, and the American government and the American intelligence has been aware and made some public declaration about the drug traffic that was organized by the Cuban government.
Can you get the Americans to corroborate the evidence that you've gathered?
We had many already, and we have enough Cuban citizens with us to testify about the drug smuggling.
Mr. Muller admits that the recent Pinochet trial has spurred on his organization's own efforts against Cuba's Fidel Castro. The legal action against the Cuban president was launched on Wednesday by French lawyer Serge Loesch. His suit takes its cue from extradition suits in Britain against the former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet. Political observers in Washington have begun assessing how the new measures announced on Tuesday for the Cuban people by the Clinton administration will work. They include an increase in direct flights and the sale of food and agricultural products to groups not connected to the Cuban government. The new measures also allow Americans to send payments to all Cubans except government officials. So will the new measures actually benefit the people, given the fact that Cuba is state-controlled? I put that question to the director of the Georgetown University Caribbean Project in Washington, Gillian Gunn-Clissol.
The way that the regulation is phrased, it will have very little immediate impact on the Cuban population. The food can only be sold to quote-unquote private entities in Cuba or organizations independent of the government. The very small private sector in Cuba, private restaurant sector, is extremely weak, very fragile. It's essentially restaurants inside people's homes with a maximum of 12 seats. Very, very tightly regulated and not terribly prosperous. So it's going to be extremely difficult for these private restaurants. They don't have the organization wherewithal, and they don't have the dollars to buy food from U.S. sources. So that won't have much impact.
So who exactly will benefit from these new measures?
The really only main benefit for the Cuban people right away is the part that says that charter flights will be authorized between cities in the United States other than Miami, which is the only one where the charters leave from now, to cities in Cuba other than Havana, which is where the charters go to now. And that will certainly make it easier for Cuban Americans in the United States to remain in close contact with their families in Cuba because it will be cheaper and more direct. They will be able to go from somewhere near where they live in the United States to somewhere near where their relatives live in Cuba. But other than that, all the other measures, either Cubans don't have the money.